¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Hello, and welcome back to Try Not to Care. If you're new here, my name's Ashley, and I upload every single Monday. But today, you chose an especially special episode because it's a guest episode, which I don't do often or really ever, but it's something that I do want to do more moving forward. Obviously, my podcast has always been a solo podcast, and it's never going to turn into like a call her daddy sit down interviewing celebrities or anything like that, unless you want that. No, I'm just kidding. That's not going to happen. But when there is a guest that I think fits what we typically talk about, or I think the conversation can be inspirational or helpful for you, or it's just a guest that I truly love and admire, I want to have them on. And that's exactly what today's episode is. I had the absolute pleasure of sitting down and talking with Makayla J from Mindset Magic and Manifestation, which probably sounds familiar to you if you listen to my podcast because I talk about her and her podcast nonstop. She is the one who has the podcast who got me into podcasting. She's a person who really moved me and inspired me to follow my dreams, you know, post more on social media, quit my job, start my own podcast. And she just really helped me out of a very dark place in my life. And for that, I'm forever thankful. It's one of those things where it's like, yeah, if it wasn't for me finding her, I might have found my way and got to where I am now in a different route. But I'm just extremely thankful that finding her led me to where I am now, and I'm able to sit down and talk to you every single Monday. But Makayla is the host of Mindset Magic and Manifestation. She talks all about how to manifest and really gives you a realistic way on how to transform your life, the way you think, the people you surround yourself with, all the things that so many of us want but struggle with. She is one of those people who doesn't just talk the talk, she really walks the walk. Everything she teaches you, she is doing herself. She is such an inspiration because where she is now wasn't just given to her. She really had to fight for it. And I think it's always so moving to hear about great things people have done for themselves, by themselves. And we talk all about that today. We talk about Makayla's journey, unlearning self-limiting beliefs, what manifestation really is, how to stay disciplined, and how to manifest the life that you want. If you like today's episode, make sure to check out Makayla's podcast and socials. I'll have those linked in the show notes, as well as mine. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Let's get into it. Welcome to Trying Not to Care, Makayla. I wanted to give you the opportunity to introduce yourself, but I do just want to say, guys, what the hell? We're in the Spotify studios in New York City, and I am with Makayla J. If you listen to the podcast, then you know how big of a deal this is. I talk about you all the time. It's actually annoying.
I love you.
But I don't know if, like, you know how big of a deal this is. Like,
yeah.
The fangirl moment.
Oh.
I found you in 2021, and I was working at like elementary school job, and I didn't hate the job, but it just wasn't my, like,
wasn't the vibe.
I knew that I wanted to do more, and manifestation had just become like this big booming thing on TikTok, and I was like, let me like look into that. Maybe I should pick up like a manifestation podcast before I like pick up like hard drugs because I'm kind of struggling right now.
Yeah.
So I went on Spotify and I like looked up manifestation podcast, and I think your cover art was just like cute, and I was like, let me listen. And I just became so fixated on like you. I binged everything, and then every Friday was like my ritual listening to you. Aww. And then I'd go on my hot girl walks, and I don't give credit to a lot of people for this, but like you are a huge reason why Trying Not to Care is Trying Not to Care. Like you guided me through so much. You are the reason that like I was able to quit my job and do what I wanted to do. So thank you for doing what you do. And thank you for being here. Like this is this is so surreal. I'm like having a what the hell, where am I kind
of moment. Like what is going on? Literally, you're going to make me tear up and I have full glam on. So And I am not a crier.
Oh, I am.
Ugh, I love my softies. I feel like I attract the softies because I'm so savage and hardcore. My husband would say, he's like, you're either this like 50-year-old CEO mm-hmm. who like is hardcore and straight to the point, or you're like a little 5-year-old who's like jumping around on my little jumping trampoline yeah. in my house.
Like, you give like a good mix of golden retriever, black cat energy. Yeah. Like the perfect blend.
Yeah. I'm like the trend that like looks like a cinnamon roll would kill you. Like, yeah, that's me.
Absolutely. But I want to give you the opportunity. I'm going to give like a whole introduction to who you are, but I want you to be able to say who you are, what you do. Yeah. So who is Michaela J?
Who is Michaela J? Well, thanks for having me on. Of course. I can't believe we're here in New York City in Spotify. Insane. What a manifestation in itself. So I'm Michaela J. For anybody who doesn't know me, I am the manifestation queen. I am one of the like OG people who started talking about manifestation when it was really weird, really woo-woo, really spiritual. Everybody from my hometown thought I was crazy. I'm originally from Nebraska, but I do not live there.
I didn't know you were from Nebraska.
It's not important, but it's just like I'm like just a gal from Nebraska, but I now live in Austin, Texas, which is the best thing ever. And my whole business, I've been in business for almost 8 years teaching mindset and manifestation, and it's all around becoming your next level looks self and like living your next level looks life, I like to say, because manifestation fully changed my life. So I had started my business teaching that and rewriting your mindset and rewiring your limiting beliefs, which I'm sure we'll talk about, and just traveling the world inspired me so much. I was like, okay, I need to start talking about this. Mm-hmm. So I started my podcast. I'm also a podcaster, as she said.
The best podcast.
I'm like, oh my God, it's the best time. Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation. And it literally started because I had nobody to talk to about all this. It was like, this is changing my life. This is blowing my mind. No one will listen to me. They all think I'm crazy and in a cult. And you guys can't see on the video, but I'm like covered in tattoos. Like everyone's like, whoa, she's going off the deep end. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm changing my life.
You're crazy, and then you're the blueprint.
Yeah,
That's usually how it goes.
100%. So that is my life. That is me. I'm the manifestation queen. I travel all the time. I run my business, and I just help people be better and achieve their next level of life.
Did you grow up in a, like, religious or spiritual household? Because, like, for me, I didn't learn about manifesting. I didn't grow up believing really anything.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in that, or where did you find spirituality for yourself? Where did you start manifesting?
I didn't grow up, well, I mean, I grew up Christian, but it was like, oh, we go to church sometimes. Like, it wasn't something that we like really heavily did. And I knew my mom was like into it, but also it just like wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
And I remember in high school, which is when I really started to hit my like rock bottom years that led up to me discovering manifestation, like one time being like, okay, my life's so bad, let me go to church, like let me do that. And like then it just got worse, like not against the church or anything. Like I have lots of clients who are, you know, more religious. Yeah. And when I talk about magic, so to speak, I'm always talking about like finding your magic.
Absolutely.
And so like for people like us, like it's more spiritual and more like we have the power, we have the control. So like the church thing didn't really help me that much. And so then I didn't really believe anything. I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So it was really interesting when I had this kind of like spiritual awakening, personal development moment that kind of started my journey, because nobody around me was like speaking positivity, talking about the universe. Like it was nowhere to be found. And I think I stumbled across manifestation because I was blogging at the time and I made like fashion YouTube videos on my college campus. Like, please God, nobody scroll back. And I was like,
they're all archived. Can't find them.
Yeah, I need to archive them, honestly. And I was listening to podcasts, like right when podcasting started to become cool, about like blogging and monetizing and YouTube and all that. And I just remember like listening to somebody say like, yeah, the universe has got your back.
You're
and
like, who?
I was like, who the fuck is the universe? Like, what is going on? And then I went down the rabbit hole of like, what is the universe? And then it brought up all these like really old school spirituality websites and videos. And I was like, okay, like I'm seeing this, but we need to make it like modern for like the girl's girl. And that's how I kind of found manifestation. But nobody around me was in this work, which is where I seemed like the weird one out. Mm-hmm.
This episode is sponsored by Nutrafol. Good hair days do way more than we give them credit for. When your hair feels healthy, you show up differently. You feel more confident, more relaxed. You spend less time worrying about how you look and more time living in the moment and doing what you have to do. Nutrafol supports hair health from within and delivers results over time, so your hair becomes something you enjoy, not something you stress about. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, and it's the number one hair growth supplement brand personally used by dermatologists. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. Nutrafol offers multiple formulas for men and women tailored to different life stages like postpartum or menopause and lifestyle factors such as plant-based diets, so you get support that's actually right for you. I have so much going on this year. I am a 2026 bride. I get married in August, and I do not want to stress about my hair at all. My goal with taking Nutrafol is to get stronger, thicker looking hair. So far, I've really liked my results. I've used Nutrafol in the past and I swear by it. I can't recommend it enough. So like me, let your hair become one less thing taking up space in your head and see thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding in just 3 to 6 months with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you visit Nutrafol.com and enter promo code TNTC. That's Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code TNTC.
So did you have a moment kind of like me where you felt like you hit rock bottom? Was there something where you're like, I need guidance or else I'm not going to grow, I'm not going to change?
Yeah, 1,000%. So I had a really rough upbringing. Like, I started living alone when I was 15 years old, which is like really crazy.
Insane.
My parents split. My dad went to prison. So like, you're already off to a rough start there.
pretty rough.
And so I'm like living alone. Nobody's forcing me to go to school. This is actually before my spiritual awakening moment. I just remember looking at myself in the mirror and thinking like, I have two choices. Like, I can go to school, I can work my jobs, I can get scholarships, and I can go make something of myself, or I can go fucking do drugs and deal drugs, and nobody's going to care, right? Like, no one's literally going to care. And obviously, I didn't choose that route, and I was like, I'm going to, you know, really be obsessed with creating the life that I want. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I was not a positive person. So this is like before I am how I am now. And so that was my first moment of like, okay, something's got to change. And then at my actual rock bottom that started my personal development journey, I was living in what I like to call the raccoon house. So I'm like, if anybody's...
I'm giggling because people know that, like, I call my fiance my raccoon. Like, I've called him, like, raccoon boy since I was little. Like, when I saw him, I'm like, he's got big eyes, got big ears, he's a raccoon.
I am obsessed. That's so funny. We've got all of the raccoon. You guys need to get a pet raccoon. Like,
I honestly would. I think that I saw that, like, they're trying to make themselves, like, cuter. So, like, people take them in. I would absolutely
like the foxes.
I would absolutely take a raccoon in.
Oh, me too. I'm also, like, a big possum girl. But anyways, so, like, that's another episode. The animals we would adopt. Yeah. So I lived in this place I call the raccoon house. And this was a couple years later after that initial like mirror moment of like, no, I need to keep going to school and make something of myself. So I was living in this raccoon house, and we call it that because there's literally a hole in the ceiling and a raccoon fell into our house one day. And my poor mom, she had like came by one time and like put up this like wardrobe separator. So she's like, well, if a raccoon comes
in, keep the raccoons out.
Yeah, like it can stay over there because it was like in the kitchen. Like it was really bad. And I was basically living in like a hoarder's house that I was just sleeping in for the summer in between semesters because that's the only place that I had to go to. And I remember like getting out of the shower one day and like the tub wouldn't drain. It was like a trap house, really. And looking at myself in the mirror, it's always a mirror moment for me, and thinking like something has to change and it has to start with me, because I couldn't change where I was. I couldn't change the situation that I was in. I was just like, I've got to give. Like, it's got to be me. I was staying up till 4 a.m. every night, like watching Gossip Girl, just to, like, have something to live for. I remember in that mirror moment, I'm like, I am meant to be living like a bougie life.
Like, you're meant to live like Blair.
Yeah, literally a Blair life. Like, I want to be getting espresso martinis and like buying things at Chanel whenever I want and just like hopping on a jet and going to Europe for the summer. Like, I was like, that's what I want. That's always what I wanted, always what I knew I was made of. And actually, most of my life, I thought I was going to work in high fashion.
Okay.
So
I can see that.
Yeah, I'm like, it's so me. And I'm like, why am I living in a house that a raccoon fell through? But it was just, you know, there's times in our life we can't change the external circumstances. So I think that was my first like download from the universe of I've got to start changing. And it just so happened that I was going to study abroad a couple weeks after that. So I had made this pact with myself essentially where I was like, okay, I'm going to go on the study abroad trip and I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to gossip. I'm not going to be negative the entire time. These people don't know me. So I literally thought, like, I'm just going to be the girl I've always wanted to be. Like, the one who lights up every room she walks into, because I didn't have the confidence before to be that. I was so in victimhood mode. So that was like that moment for me.
When you started working on yourself and you got to this place and manifestation started clicking for you, did you have a moment where you were like, okay, I have a gift and I have something to give to other people? Like, was there a moment where you were like, I'm going to turn what I've done for myself into something more and help other people do what I did?
Kind of. Another mirror moment. I'm not kidding. I, like, cannot make this up. I was, like, in my college apartment now. We're, like, jumping through the phases of my life. So after I got back from that study abroad trip, I was a completely different person. So that's when I really started to, when I had the YouTube channel and the blog, and when I started to learn about what manifestation was in the universe. And I spent like 9 months deep diving to really understand what was going on and how I was changing so rapidly. And I remember looking at myself in the mirror in like the spring, almost a whole year later, I mean, like, I have changed so much. My life is different. The circumstances are different. My bank account's different. My body's different. I have different energy. I used to be like a self-proclaimed pessimist, was like the most negative victimhood minded person, and like I changed into this person where like literally nothing bothered me. I always say like I'm the most unbothered person but with like really high standards. So I was looking in the mirror and I'm like, everything in my life's changed. I was like, I have to teach this. For me, it was a moment feeling like a moral obligation and not like, oh, I have a gift I should teach. But it was like, if I'm going to throw up if I don't start talking about this to people and I don't share it, because I knew like if I could change my life, which was pretty shit, I was like, I can change somebody else's life. And that's when I decided to start the podcast and start building the business where I was going to teach people that.
I had a very similar experience as you where before I found your podcast and everything, where I was very negative. I just had a lot of self-limiting beliefs. I was just so stuck on my old reputation of like my small town didn't like me. And I had all these thoughts of like, I'm not funny enough. I'm not cool enough. I'm not pretty enough. All of these, you know, self-limiting beliefs holding me back from doing what I wanted to do.
Which is like the craziest thing. Are you guys hearing this? Like the most funny, beautiful, energetic human. Stop. I'm like, what am I even listening to?
But were there parts of you that you had to unlearn to become who you are now? Were there any like specific self-limiting beliefs where you're like, if I hold on to these, I'm never getting to where I want to be?
Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely not good enough. That was like a big piece, because when I lived alone, when I was 15, I was supposed to be living with my dad, and he literally moved out of the state to go be with his girlfriend at the time. And so it was like, oh, I'm not good enough for you to be around. And I literally remember like getting a text being like, hey, I'm going out of town to see my girlfriend, and like him not coming back for like literally months. And so it was just like, oh my gosh, like I'm not good enough to like keep my family together, you know, especially if you have divorced parents when you're younger, you always blame yourself. So it was like, oh, I'm not good enough to keep the family together. I'm not good enough to get attention compared to like my older brother. I wasn't good enough. Like that was always the narrative. I always felt not good enough, like in my body image and all of that. But that was something I realized very quickly, like that cannot come with me. Because even if we're talking about something like manifesting money, if you're constantly looking at your bank account thinking it's not good enough, it's not good enough, how are you ever going to get to a point where it is good enough? And I saw that pattern in so many areas of my life. In high school, I had an eating disorder as well. So it was like, oh, even being skinny was not good enough. So that was a big limiting belief that I had to start shifting, because it just created a lot of instability. And at a higher level now with business, where I've had to keep unlearning that, I got into a point in my business where things were blowing up, and I would get off a call with a client and then I'd be like, was that call good enough? Was the homework good enough? Was the podcast good enough? Was this? And they got so busy where I just like eventually didn't have the time to think that. But I would then go into the next call with all this anxiety, being like, well, I need to, you know, I need to send them an extra voice note and make, maybe I should add on, you know, 15 more minutes of the podcast or whatever. And I was like, this is not sustainable for my schedule and for my mental health, which is the most important part. Like, if you're building something incredible in your life, business or not, like, you deserve to feel peace of mind. So the not good enough one was a really big one for me.
This episode is sponsored by Ollie. If you don't know, I have two dogs, Isabel and Sebby, but I actually have a third puppy now, and her name is Blizzard. We're calling her Blizzabella, Blizzy. And everyone in my life thinks I'm absolutely insane because three dogs is a lot of work, but I am absolutely obsessed with Sebby, Izzy, and Blizzy, and I always want the best for them, and that's why I choose Ollie. If anyone gets dog obsessed, it's Ollie. They're relentless about delivering the best food and experience for you and your dog. When I'm feeding my dogs, I want to make sure that I'm giving them the best option, the healthiest option. I want to make sure they're getting all their nutrients. And the reason that I recommend Ollie is they have fresh recipes that are developed by real chefs and backed by vet nutritionists. Not only that, but the moment that you start your subscription, everything's tailored to your dog. Ollie gives you the option through their app to check in on your dog's health with real vets. With their health screenings, you can check in on their weight, their digestion, their teeth, their coat. And now with having a puppy, it feels like I have a newborn, so I'm definitely going to take advantage of the health screenings because I'm constantly stressing out about her. Get ready for both you and your pup to be obsessed. Head to ollie.com/TNTC, tell them all about your dog, and use code TNTC to get 60% off your welcome kit when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer an obsession guarantee. If you're not completely obsessed, you'll get your money back. That's OLLIE.com/TNTC and enter code TNTC to get 60% off your first box. Ollie, feed the obsession.
I think for me, looking at like my shadow self and journaling helped a lot with letting go of the past version of me to like move on to where I am now. But obviously there's still points where I'm like, the voice is still in the back of my head that I have to like shoo away. Mm-hmm. What would you like, what advice would you give to someone who is trying to get rid of these self-limiting beliefs, or like what were things that you did to mm-hmm. release that version of you to become who you are now?
Yeah. For me, awareness was really helpful, of being aware of your thoughts, but also just being aware of like why they're coming mm-hmm. up. I'm the type of person, especially now with where I'm at with personal development, if I have awareness that something's happening and why it's happening, I immediately know what I need to change and shift, right? Because it's usually right in front of our face. And then it's like a conversation of discipline to actually go and do it. But what I would say is like, if you're realizing like, oh, I don't feel good enough, I don't feel pretty enough, I don't feel funny enough, like you're having these thoughts, it's like, let's just take a minute and ask ourselves why. Why are we feeling that? Oh, because XYZ happened with my parents. I had this traumatic experience, or I was cheated on. And it's like looking at that and being like, that's why I feel that way. Not because I decided that. Mm-hmm. And when we think about the brain, we always want to close loops. Like it's like when somebody tells you a story and there's no ending and you're like kind of thinking about it the rest of the day. I'm that person at a party who, like, if you get interrupted, I'm like, wait, go back.
You're like, what was that?
What was it? Okay, so you were at the park and you were doing this and what happened? Like, the brain loves closure. Mm. That's why I think with dating, we're always like, I need closure. You don't. You never need closure with your shit ex, okay?
Don't text your ex.
Don't text your ex. I beg. Oh, my. Block them. Block them. Please. He's probably a loser anyways.
He was a loser.
So we love closure. And a lot of times there are experiences we have, traumatic, negative, like even something as simple as like somebody being like, you look ugly, like, you know, whatever. We just make a meaning in it. Mm-hmm. We place a meaning to close that loop, even if it's not good for us. Mm-hmm. So if you're battling a limiting belief, it's looking at, okay, this is what's going on in my head. Why? Oh, it's because of this situation. And that's just the automatic story I filtered in. And when we realize that we have the power to change that story, it starts to loosen up a little bit. And you're not going to change overnight. And it's not going to immediately feel better, because a lot of us have been thinking these things for 10, 15, 20 years of our lives. So it's just realizing you have the power to change that story. You were the one who created the meaning in the first place, which can be a little tough love because we don't want to admit that. But it also means you have the power to start changing those beliefs.
Our brain loves a story. Mm-hmm. And if you keep feeding them that negative story, of course there's going to be a negative ending to it.
Yeah.
You can at any point come in and be like, actually, no, I'm not ugly. I'm the hottest person alive. I'm mm-hmm. people's sexiest woman alive. You
Period.
Kidding me? Like, you yes. can do any of that, but it is a lot of rewiring and telling yourself the positive versus the negative.
Yeah, it's like the intention. You know, I always tell my clients, like, we can get on calls and talk about the negative what ifs, but I'm like, isn't it so much more fun to talk about the positive what ifs? Mm-hmm. And that's actually such a good practice for anybody listening who feels like they have just been caught in this thought cycle. Like, there was a phase where I really needed to rewire the not good enough. And so I would, every single morning, I would do 2 full pages of journaling of positive what ifs. Like, what if it works out? What if it was easy? What if everything blew up? What if tomorrow somebody handed me $1,000? Like, it it could be literally something so crazy. It's like, I don't even know. Like, what if Justin Bieber walked in the room right now? Like, it could be anything just to start to change literally your neural pathways in your brain, because it can be so stubborn. But if we can view something in a more positive light and start telling ourselves a different story, we live a different reality.
The more that you look for the negative, the more you're going to find it. So if you look for the positive, the more positive you're going to find.
Yeah, 100%.
But I want to move on to manifestation, because I'm sure that's what everyone wants to hear about. But with things like TikTok and manifestation blowing up and becoming this trendy thing, I want to ask you, what does manifestation actually look like to you? Because I feel like there's so many people, myself included at the beginning, where I thought manifestation was just think positive, lucky girl syndrome. If I think about it, it's going to become this. If I write down 50 times, I am successful, I am famous, I am hot, it's all going to come true.
Yeah.
What actually is, what does manifestation look like?
What is it actually? You know, the like 2020, 2021 TikTok manifestation epidemic, I like to call it, like really dewired things. So what manifestation like actually means, like what manifest means in the dictionary, is to bring about to the eye. Manifestation is at one point something was a thought and now it is your reality. Like every single thing is a manifestation. Like we ordered this coffee, we got the coffee. We thought about what we wanted, now we have the coffee, right? So like that is a manifestation, and people don't think about that. They think it's like more ethereal and meditate and whatever, but it's like, if you want avocado toast, you go make avocado toast, like you manifested the avocado toast. Like it gets to be that simple. It's just like you bring about to the eye. So what manifestation actually looks like is knowing what you want, having the clarity on that, or at least an idea. Some people don't like going into the details, and that's fine. People are allowed to do that. I like to give people permission. It's like, sorry, you don't need to know what stitching you want in your dream car. It's okay. It's okay. So it's like just knowing what you want, rewiring your mindset so you can actually bet on yourself, and then taking action. That's what manifestation is. I always like to call it, it's like girly goal setting, because we're just supporting ourselves in the process. And that's what makes it start to speed up. So my manifestation process has been the same my entire, you know, study of personal development. And it's always know what you want. Then we need to do the energetic work or the mindset work to be in alignment, which is us talking about rewiring those stories and the thoughts and limiting beliefs so you can feel good when you take the action. Because if your energy is high when you're taking the action, you're going to get a better result. Like we've all felt that before. Like when you're in a great mood, you get a coffee and then like somebody's buying your coffee for free and then the sun is out and then you're getting the best email of your life. Like when you're in a high vibration energy, you start to snap these things in faster. And I think that's where people got derailed with manifestation. They started to think, oh, all I need to do is be high vibe. And then they forgot the action taking piece. So then it comes down to the action and rinse and repeat.
The reason at the beginning for me when I was getting into it and things still weren't really clicking into place was I was so attached to, I'm going to have this at this point. I'm going to quit my job at this point, and this is going to happen at this point. And then when it didn't happen with that timeline, I was like, oh, it's never going to happen, I guess. Do you believe in being attached or detached to your manifestations? Like, are you really set on timelines? Do you set a goal and you're like, it needs to happen here? Or you're just like, I'm setting a goal and it's happening?
That is honestly such a good question. I'm so glad you said it, because so many people are going to have that experience, myself included. There's been so many times, I literally could tell you 3 hours worth of stories of times I thought a manifestation would happen in a certain timeline, and then I was disappointed. And I'm kind of like, what the fuck, universe? Like, oh, so it's not real. So for me, I don't put a timeline on things. There will be certain things I do in a certain timeline, right? So like, for example, in September, I'm hosting my first business conference in person. And so it's like, okay, yeah, I want to sell out and oversell the event. That has to happen by September, right? So there's certain goals that we have that have a, you know, distinct timeline. But I think when it comes to something like quitting your job, you then put too much pressure onto it. So when it comes to something like that, like, oh, if you have a goal to, you know, get 10K followers on TikTok by X amount of time, I don't like to do that type of thing because I don't want to add the pressure. I also, when it comes to like the detachment conversation, but I'm also equally like very obsessed. And this is a underutilized conversation. Like if you have goals that you really care about, like I need you to be obsessed. Like crazy. And that doesn't mean that that's all you do. Mm-hmm. Like, I am obsessed with growing my business and putting on this event that I'm working on and like all the other things that I'm doing in my podcast. But I also like still go to the gym, still see my friends, hang out with my husband. Like, being obsessed doesn't mean it takes up all of your time. But you do need to have that attachment in that way mm-hmm. to the desire without putting the pressure of a timeline.
In the same way that I was setting timelines and then being disappointed and thinking because it didn't happen now, it's never going to happen, and not trusting the process, are there other misconceptions or things that people do that you translate into manifestation not working? What are common mistakes that people make manifesting?
Yeah, I think the biggest one is the lack of action. So I know there's nobody come for me, please, God, stay out of my DMs. Nobody come for me on this. I'm not trying to tear anybody down. I know there's a lot of people on TikTok when it comes to manifestation that are like, write blah, 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 put it under your pillow, visualize they're sitting down next to you and your man's going to text you in the morning. Okay. And then they say that that happened. And then they're like, look at the screenshot of this
text.
The
bare minimum. He texted you.
Yeah. The God, the bare fucking, the bar's in hell. Okay. So there's that. But then these girls will do that, right? They'll write something down. They put it under their pillow. They put it under their amethyst on the nightstand. And then they wake up and they're super disappointed. Whether that's a guy texting, an email, whatever. When these people are making these TikToks and then they're showing their man texting, what they didn't mention is afterwards they probably posted a hot selfie on their story. She's looking fire. Of course, he's going to slide in her DMs like that. And then there's nothing wrong with that. That is her actively taking action. Mm-hmm. And then she did manifest that. But people forget the action piece. And so they think that manifestation is just like visualizing or scripting, and then nothing else in their life has to change. And it's really important that you realize like where you are now compared to where you want to be, there's a reason there's a gap. It's either you're not being that next level version of yourself, you're not taking the next level action, or you don't have that belief, which is why you're not taking the action. So I think this is like a big misconception, is that there's no change that needs to happen. And there are actual changes, because even down to like the next level self conversation, like if the next level version of you who is like living the dream life, dream career, dream man, dream body, like she's working out. She's like, I hate to use this example of like going to Pilates now that like Love is Blind came out and like that guy. Have you been watching?
Oh, wait, I did. I haven't watched it, but I'm pretty sure I saw the TikTok clip where he's like, I just kind of like date girls who like have a Pilates body.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh. Like, oh my God, I love
standing
Pilates.
At like 5'7", maybe.
Five, four. And the girl's like the most beautiful woman. I'm like,
insanely gorgeous.
Yeah. So I'm like, I hate using the Pilates example. He ruined it for us. Saying thanks, Chris, from Love is Blind. We can't have anything. But like, okay. So like, if you're like, I'm a gym girly. So I'm like, if my next level self, she's like in the gym 4 days a week and I'm journaling about having my dream body, but I'm only going to the gym once a week. Like, what did I expect? Did I expect my body to just like, I hop in the sauna and I hop out and it's there? Like, that
would be
wonderful. That would be amazing. I always say, it's like with these like little hacks, right? Or people use this like water method for quantum manifestation. And they say like, oh, if I hold this water and I put my intention in it and I pour it into the next cup and I drink the moon water, then I'm going to get what I want. And listen, water carries memory for sure. But that's not going to do the work for you. If it was, like, you would be a billionaire. You would be living in Dubai and like life would be perfect if that's what it was going to be. So we have to realize, where is the gap between where we are now and the version of us who has all the manifestations? And that shows you immediately the action steps that you need to take.
When I was first getting into manifestation, I was listening to you and I was listening to all the astrologers on my TikTok page.
Yeah.
I would go to bed visualizing my dream life. I'd meditate on it. And then I'd wake up the next morning and I would go to my job and I would repeat the same patterns, the same habits, and nothing was changing. There's a quote from, I don't know if it was an episode title or something that you said, but you said manifesting without action is just a dream board. And I use it all the time now because I'm just obsessed with that.
Yeah.
What do you think is more important, or if you think they're as equally as important, discipline or motivation, inspiration?
You already know what I'm going to say. Discipline. Discipline. Let me tell you, like, I am the most obsessed savage, crazy fucking person I know. Like, truly, I am crazy. Like,
and look at her, like, Instagram.
Yeah. I go fucking ham. I'm also a Capricorn. We love to work hard. We love to play hard. Like, yes, yes, yes. But there are still days that I'm not motivated. Mm-hmm. There are days that I'm like, I don't feel inspired. And I think that's why I feel like some of my clients who are manifesting their dream business, I come up with all these frameworks for content and for podcasting. I'm like, because there's going to be days that you don't feel like showing up. So, like, here, this is what you need to do, like, on those days. Discipline and consistency is everything. And it's the biggest form of self-love, because that means I'm showing up for myself whether or not I feel good, just like you would do for your dream partner, just like you would for your best friend. Like, if you're if you're down and out, but your best friend needs you, you're getting in the car. Like, you're getting up. Mm-hmm. So we need to treat ourselves that way. Discipline is so important, because then you also signal to the universe, God, whatever you resonate with, like, you're signaling to the universe, I'm actually ready for this. I'm willing to work for it. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm in a good mood or not. Mm-hmm. Like, and I always talk about a shitty 5 minutes. And I think this has been really helpful for the times I'm not motivated or inspired. It's like, I'm a human. I'm going to have, like, rough days. I'm going to PMS sometimes. I'm going to be sore, and I'm going to want to sleep all day, and I'm just, like, not going to be in the fucking mood. I obviously have a lot of family drama. Like, there's times that things are going to happen, and I give myself a shitty 5 minutes to complain and pout and rant to my husband and throw a little fit, yell into a pillow, whatever you need to do. And then I get back up, mm-hmm. and I'm like, okay, I had my minute. I had my time, but, like, I have goals to work on. I have dreams to build. So we have to lean into discipline and consistency, because it's also how you respect yourself.
Is there anything besides your 5 minute rule that you do when you're having, like, low mental health days, or you're just feeling uninspired, or you're feeling lazy and you don't want to get up and do the things, but you know that you have to?
Yeah, I will go for, like, mini walks all the time. Like, I'm a big hot girl walker, and I know this isn't applicable for everybody, because, you know, some people are gonna be having, you know, a shitty day, and then, like, in the office they can't go outside, right? Like, I work from home, so I can just, like, walk around the block. So I'll walk around the block. I will just, like, stand up and jump up and down, like, flick my hand. Like, that's something you could easily, like, run into the office bathroom and go jump up and down and just get the energy mm-hmm. out. Like, I think we have to physically shake it off. That's why I think working out is so important. I talk a lot about health and fitness and examples on my podcast. It's like, you need to move the energy in your body. So I have the shitty 5 minutes. I'll go for a mini walk. I'll jump up and down. Honestly, my husband's been like, do you need water, food, or sleep? And I'm like, All of the above. And I'm like, I'm not going to take a nap, but I probably do need to drink some water. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll lean into that as well. But I think it's really just, like, in that moment, like, what can you give yourself? And so for me, some days I'm like, well, let me go get another coffee. Like, that's going to be my little pick me up. Or just, like, finding one thing that gives you a spurt of joy mm-hmm. will start moving your energy forward.
I love that. If someone were just starting manifestation right now, or they've tried a million times and it wasn't working, mm-hmm. could you give them the dummy guide to manifestation? Maybe, like, three steps where you're like, do these three and, like, you're on the right path.
Yeah, 100%. So one, you already know what you're manifesting. So when we're thinking about it, some people say, like, I don't know what I want. I don't have clarity. Yes, you do. Think about what you actually – this is, like, so – people won't say this. Think about what you don't want. Just, like, literally be like, I hate this, 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 and this, and this. And then just flip it. Like,
but it
would be the opposite.
It is a good thing to do, because when you don't want something, you get so rattled up about it. You're like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know you don't want that to happen. So do everything in your power to do the opposite of that.
Yeah, literally do the opposite. And, like, name it too. You know, I think there's so many times that I meet with women that are just in denial of something they really hate. And if they don't look at it like a limiting belief, they're like, well, if I don't say that, like, this man is, like, super toxic, then, like, it's not really happening, right? It's like the toxic positivity. Like, girl, that's not what it is. So it's like, look at what you don't like, flip it. If you feel like if you're lacking clarity, essentially. So one is, like, you already know what you want, because that's the first step. It's like, what are we actually creating? This could be a version of yourself. This could be a physical thing, a job, a future man, new friends, a move, like, whatever. Like, it could just be you're manifesting having more energy in your life and more joy. It does not matter. So having that clarity, and then the energy piece that I would lean into, the mindset piece, is I would start to journal on, why don't you think you can have this? So we go straight into some shadow work, because that's what people don't typically have. Like, what part of you is saying like, that's not possible. That's never going to happen. And really go into what's happening in our brain, right? Because we talked about the awareness and that's so important. And you can go down that same path that I talked about earlier, of like, where does this come from? Oh, that's the story I filled in. Let me pick a new story. So just that one question, like, what part of me thinks I can't have this? Like, why do I think this isn't possible? Mm-hmm. And then you obviously reframe your mindset from there. And then you think, what is the one action step I can take right now? Mm-hmm. And I love to say this with action, like, it doesn't even need to make sense, mm-mm, right? Like, let's say you want to get a promotion at your job and you're like, well, what action step makes sense right now? And it's like, well, actually, let me go to the break room and get a coffee. Mm-hmm. Like, that is an inspired action, because then you could be in the break room, you could have a conversation with somebody that stands out, and then you're being pulled in for a meeting for your promotion. Like, you never know where things are going to go. Mm-hmm. So I'm always thinking, like, I'm just giving like one action step, for example, so people don't get overwhelmed. But typically I'm like, what are like the next like 3 to 5 things I can immediately do to make this happen? Mm-hmm. And that's where people overcomplicate it. Like, what do you want? Why do you think you can't have it? Let's flip that around. What do you need to do now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think people get so caught up on having to do this big step where there's so many little steps leading up to that. I saw a TikTok that was like someone talking about how they can't go vegan because they love bacon so much. And mm-hmm. someone was saying, well, just eat the bacon then.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to make this huge step. Just do that. It's still better than doing mm-hmm. nothing. And I yeah. think that applies to goal setting overall. You don't have to quit your job to pursue social media.
Totally.
Just post the videos that are in your drafts.
Yeah, literally get a car tripod, film on your way to work. I don't care if you're ranting. Talk about your morning coffee. Mm-hmm. Be like, I didn't know what to wear to work today, so this is what I put on. Talk about your dream. Like, mm-hmm. literally do anything. Mm-hmm. Doing just something starts to build that momentum, and then later on, you're going to refine it and you're going to figure it out. But you know what? Like, so many people get caught up in like, well, I don't know how. I don't know the whole plan. Trust me, I don't know shit for shit until I know it. Like, even when it comes to like my conference, like, I have hosted so many retreats and so many VIP weekends with clients, and I've done a whole podcast tour. I've done so many events, but I've never done like a multi-day conference. And when I got the idea for it, I was like, this is something I need to do. Do I know how? No, but I don't care. And that's a mindset shift that a lot of people need to have. Like, what if you just gave yourself the permission to not know how to do something? Mm-hmm. But I think we've been so shamed our whole life. Like, even going back to school, like, if you didn't know how to do a math problem, it's like, well, you weren't paying attention, and then you didn't study, and then you didn't do your homework. And it's like, oh my God, I just like, I don't know. I'm sorry. Like, just allow yourself to take the pressure off mm-hmm. in that way. And just do something. Like, mm-hmm. it's all going to add up, but that's where people get stuck. They're like, well, but I don't know how to go viral on TikTok. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to use this equipment in the gym. Like, literally just do something. I promise you, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, uncertainty is uncomfortable, but it's not scary. It's just new. Like, even doing this, coming here, I was like, what if I can't find the building? What if I don't know how to do this? You do it, and then you figure it out.
Yeah, and we're just chilling. We're having a great time.
Great time. We got some coffee. We got some iced water. Everything's great. But if you follow Michaela on Instagram, she is bougie. You are elegant. Yeah. You're classy. You're a powerhouse. But I imagine living in a house with raccoons, you didn't always live that way.
Yeah.
What is one daily non-negotiable that changed your life, or one habit that's changed everything for you?
Journaling. 1,000% journaling. And I'm a quality time type of person. So I think that's why journaling has worked so well for me. And I've even talked about on my podcast before, like, different manifestation practices based off your love language, because I think it does matter. Mm-hmm. But for me, journaling, like, having the time with my thoughts, really getting honest with myself and being like, this is ghetto. Like, I need like to do better. Like, this is not okay. And it's like, yeah, I can't really change some of these circumstances. But what I can do is say that I will never be at a rock bottom like this again, mm-hmm. and do everything in my power to never get back to that.
Once you've been there, you're like, I'm not going back down there.
Never
absolutely
again.
Not.
Never again. And so I think journaling was always that thing for me. Like, when I was even on the personal development journey, you're going to have rough times. Like, not everything is going to feel like it's working out, but it always does in the end. Let me be very clear about that. It's like, there'll be times where I felt disappointed from the universe, or I didn't get what I wanted in, you know, the timeline. And I would just lean back into journaling and be like, you know what? I'm feeling really disappointed. And just like having that space to dump that energy out, be honest with myself, and then also hold myself accountable to flip it around. Mm-hmm. I think journaling was the first thing I did on my study abroad trip, where I kind of made that pact with myself. I journaled almost every day because I was the type of person where like all my friendships were mutual disliking of people, right? Like the high school gossiping.
Easy, yeah.
It's easy to complain about your broke college kids and your classes suck and blah, blah, blah. Like so boring, such boring conversations. Like, and so when that's your habit, that's how you think. So I would come back from school all day and I'd be like exploding with all these complaints, but I refused to say them out loud. So I would journal it all down and just be like, let me just get it out of my system. It's like, but then I also would notice like I have so much energy. Like I have so much energy during the day because I'm not feeding into these thoughts. So it always started with journaling for me. And that's a really big practice. I think just having time to spend with yourself has been really eye-opening for my journey. Mm-hmm.
I want to kind of close out this episode with asking you some rapid fire questions. They don't have to be like long winded. They could totally can be.
I'm such a talker. But I'm like, oh my God, no, I'll do my best.
You can absolutely, you're fine. But what is one thing that you manifested that still shocks you to this day where you're like, holy crap, how did I do that?
My first Tesla, for sure. Okay, I'm going to make this as quick as I possibly can.
Please, no, go.
Okay, so I wanted a Tesla. And when I was probably like a year and a half into my business, I was like, I really want to level up my car. And so I applied to lease a Tesla and I just like paid the deposit and sent it off. I was like, oh my gosh. And they came back at me and they were like, we can't accept your lease application. You have no credit, because I literally just opened my first credit card like a month prior to that. Like I had no credit because I'd never had a loan, nothing. And they're like, you make good money in this business, but you have no credit. We cannot approve you. I somehow coerced my best friend to co-sign for me on this car, who made no money but had a great credit score because he had a car loan since high school. So they like somehow accept us, but they're like, the only way I'm going to accept you is like if you pay for half of this lease upfront in cash next week. And I did not have savings at the time. Like I was spending fast. And I was like, okay, no worries. I hang up the phone. I literally have like 7 days to manifest 10K because I had to pay for that. I had to pay rent and I had like another bill due all in the same day. And I was like, oh my God, I had never done 10K in a week before. I was like, we're going to do this.
Yeah,
and
I
just had to. And so I'd locked the fuck in. And literally the day before, I signed a client who paid in full for the exact amount.
You're like, thank you.
I was like, thanks, girl. Holy shit. So that was crazy.
There was an episode of yours that I listened to where you're talking about how like you would go and like test drive cars to like get into like the mode of manifesting that.
Yeah.
Do you still kind of do that? Or is like that something that you recommend to people, putting yourself in that position of like power to get what you want?
Yeah, 100. I definitely recommend, because like if I hadn't been around Teslas, if I hadn't like gone to, I also have a Range Rover, which was my dream car for a long time. So like if I hadn't gone to these places, I wouldn't have felt that vibe. Mm-hmm. So I think it's so good to normalize. I actually made a TikTok about this recently, about how at my last retreat, I got us a private jet, which is like, so, okay, we're like really going up there, but it was one time. So I got a jet for us to go from Greece to Italy. And I had done like inquiries on all of these different jet companies to get quotes and stuff. And I still get all of the emails. And I'm like, this is so expansive, because, you know, I had never been on a jet prior to that. So I wasn't getting these emails, but they'll email me and they're like, do you need a jet for the Super Bowl? Do you need a jet for Euro Summer?
That you mention it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I do. It's like, do you need a jet to this wine festival? And I'm like, oh,
sign me up.
Yeah, I'm like, that would be fucking great. But it just started to expand your mindset, because I was like, oh my God, people really are just like booking these jets all over the place. Mm-hmm. So I think being in those environments is so expansive. Now my next dream car is a Lambo, and they don't let you test drive those. Ooh. But
I get it.
But I get it.
Even just like going to like open houses and looking at these beautiful houses, or when I've like gone on vacation, I'm like walking in these neighborhoods pretending that I'm waking up, drinking my coffee, just going for a morning walk in my neighborhood. And yeah, it does kind of feel like pathetic for 1 second. You're like, oh wait,
for like
this
1 second,
isn't my reality. But if you step into it and you're like, no, it is. This is my life.
Because you start to normalize it. Like even I used to go to fancy hotels and just get coffee when I couldn't afford to stay there. I would be like sleeping on a couch in an Airbnb, and I would like walk into like the Four Seasons and I'd be like, ah, like I painted my nails myself, but I'm going to order this latte and sit there and get used to the vibe.
If you're thinking of a negative emotion in the past, your body doesn't know that that isn't happening right now. Your body thinks that that's your reality. It's the same thing with anything positive. If you're walking through a fancy neighborhood, a mansion, and you're having these emotions of like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. Oh my God, I can't believe this is my real life. Your body doesn't know that it's not your real life. So I just think that that's a really good way to step into that power. One belief that you'll never entertain again, it could be about yourself or about life or your career, anything.
Hmm. Oh my God. Well, that's a thing.
You're like, actually, there's so many.
I'm like, oh my God, literally. One that I will never, ever, ever believe again. This is going to be kind of basic, like that I can't do something.
Yeah.
I can literally do anything. Mm-hmm. And I've proven that to myself so many times. We all have. You just have to find the examples of that. Like if somebody tells me you can't get the Tesla, I'm going to find a way. Mm-hmm. Somebody says we can't get the jet, I'm going to find a way. Like somebody says like, oh, like you can't do this, we can't. Like I'm going to find a way. Mm-hmm. Like door closes in my face, I'm jumping out the window.
It's just problem solving. Someone else has done it before, so I can too.
Yeah.
And what I tell them a lot too is when you see someone else having success, you immediately want to feel jealous and envious. Use that as inspiration. If they've done it, you can too. If they're mm-hmm. successful, you could be successful too.
Yeah. Our triggers are really just like moments that you get to open up. Mm-hmm. Like anytime I feel triggered around something, I'm like, ooh, I'm cracking open. Mm-hmm. Like, why am I triggered? Like, this is something that I can have because mm-hmm. we have that moment of like, oh, I can't have that. I want that. Why am I not there? It's like, mm-hmm. no, I can create anything I want. Yeah. So I think that's the one I would never, ever go back to. Mm-hmm. I think me in the past, like little Michaela would probably be like, oh, I can never do that. It's like, I can literally do whatever I want.
What would little Michaela say if she saw you now? If little Michaela with the raccoons was watching you now, what would she say?
She would be like, of course, this is what happened. Of course, we went through that shit storm of a childhood, and then this is what we're doing. Like, mm-hmm. Of course, you said your whole life you wouldn't get married, and you, like, met your soulmate and got married. Like, of course, this, and that would happen. But, like, in an annoyed way. Yeah. Like, really?
Like, Nat, of course this would happen.
Yeah, of course. That's always been my thing.
Well, I obviously know where to find you because I'm constantly stalking you. But for anyone new to Michaela, I talk about her all the time. Like, genuinely, I'm always bringing you up. Where can they find you? What are you currently working on? Obviously, you do your retreats. You do coaching. Tell us all about that.
All the things. So you guys can find me over on Instagram and TikTok. I'm at the Michaela J, which is just the best time. And I always go ham on social media, on everything.
She's a boss.
Literally on everything. I'm Michaela J on YouTube. Come hang out with me on the podcast, Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation. Guarantee your life will never be the same afterwards, like 1,000%. And I'm putting together my first business conference. So for my content creators, my social media girlies, business owners, it's called Rich Girl Renaissance. And it's going to be in Dallas in September, which is going to be.
I'm going to come through.
Please. It's going to be literally insane. Like, I can't even. I'm like, just come find me on Instagram. We'll geek out about the details. But I also have an upcoming like beginner manifestation offer coming out. That's going to be a really good, like if this is your first time or you just want to restart with manifestation and like actually do what works, keep your eye out for that. And I'll be dropping that on Instagram and the podcast.
And what about your retreats? Because I was just telling her that I'm just getting my passport. How does that work? What do you do? What can they expect if they want to go tripping with Michaela?
Tripping with MJ. Not tripping with Tarte today. So my retreats are the best time. They're fully immersive experiences. We won't have our next one till 2027. So keep your eye out. I do have a wait list if people want to join. And the retreats typically like 4, 5, up to 7 days of full immersion. And I'm very like work hard, play hard, right? So we're going to workshop and we're going to shift your mindset. And it's very personal to everybody's goals that come on the trip. I always send out a form so I can personalize everything for where people are at. So we like workshop in the morning and then we party and we explore and we go boat hopping. We like always do activities based off of the location we're at. And it's just a space because travel is really what kicked off my personal development journey where you can meet new people that are on the same vibe and the same mindset. You can go to a new country a lot of times and come back a brand new human. So look forward to that in 2027.
I'm trying to go. So yes. You're trying to trip with MJ and Ashley.
Yeah.
Through.
We'll have to pick like your dream destination and we'll like plan.
Absolutely.
We'll plan a trying not to care retreat.
We need to. That would be iconic.
Would love.
Thank you so much for literally everything that you do. Like, again, not I don't give credit to many people, but you are genuinely one of the reasons that Try Not to Care is Try Not to Care. Mm. If you need any proof that this girl knows what she's talking about, here we are. So thank you for doing what you do. Thank you for coming all the way to New York to do this with me.
Of course. And I'm just
so pleasure.
Happy.
So
thanks
thank
for having
you.
Me on. I'm so excited we got to meet. And we had said in the past, like, oh, we need to do a podcast
collab.
Yeah, this
is the first time we're meeting, by the way. I forgot to say that. Like,
first time.
We, like, met, like, 10 minutes before filming.
Just having a coffee and, like, walking to the building. But thanks for having me on. This has been so fun and honestly such a valuable conversation to, like, debunk a lot of manifestation myths and really start to create space for where people need to do that mindset work. Like, as you know and as you talk about, like, it changes everything when you can really be in, like, a hot girl mindset. Like, nothing is impossible. Literally nothing. So I'm just glad I got to share a little MJ magic with your girls.
Thank you.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.